Welcome, Winning at Life. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks. This is live Financial Talk Radio. Yes, you're able to join Winning at Life Nation tonight and participate. 504-260-0995.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, we're going to talk about peak gold. Peak oil is a lot more popular, but peak gold's got my interest here because Gregory's been doing some studying up on it, and that'd be crazy if we ran out of gold. What's going to happen? Because eventually we will, won't we? Also, we're going to talk about what's going on in the financial world. The numbers is going to be fun. Did the Dow continue its 8-day streak of wins? You'll find out in the numbers segment. You can download the app or go to winningatlife.com if you want to look up the numbers page already. Also, we're going to talk about financial scam, although it's not really a scam. It's just some horrible people took advantage of a vulnerable guy from the financial perspective. And we'll see what we can learn from that and pick through the story and try and learn something and try and prevent goofy stuff like that from happening in the future. But, Gregory, I was reading this right when you walked in the studio. This is what I had my head buried in. There's a guy, I got this out of Market Watch, and he says why early retirement is all it's cracked up to be. Like, not why it's not, why it is all it's cracked up to be. His situation is going to be a lot different than a lot of people who are listening. But let me give you the quick scenario. What he did is him and his wife, when they pushed the early retirement button, they did two things. They did a significant downsize in their outflow, and then they didn't fully retire. They have what they each call their passion projects, where a husband does what he just wants to do and wife does what she just wants to do for a little extra money on the side. And so when you pare down the outflow to about 35 grand a year is what they're spending total, plus they're taking in 15 grand still of income, but they're not working for the money. They're just working for fun. They say it's really not that bad, and it looks like their finances are going to hold up.
That's what retirement's about, is options. You have some people that retire and like, I'm done. I don't want to do anything else. Others, I'm retiring from this job, but there's some other things I want to try to do, and that's what I'm going to do. Maybe work part-time, do some consulting. It's more about doing. There, a lot of retirement cases are, they're ending the unhappy job and looking for the happy job, but not to go at it hard, 40 hours a week or the 50 or 60, but to reduce that, have some money coming in addition to their assets, and do more about what they're wanting to do individually or as a couple. And some of them, I've seen that case where one spouse is wanting it for the other spouse. It could be he or she works too hard. It's time to dial it back and not be so stressed and all. You know, there's just so many in that dynamic.
Did you read this article? Because you sound like you've
just No, I've not seen the article.
You've just seen this
scenario? No, I live it because I talk to people all day long about these situations. I see it all.
Well, you nailed it. It's exactly what you said. The spouses were worried about how they're both stressed out and how they've always really wanted to do what they wanted to do. Their number one concern is options. What they did is they had a home and then they had a little vacation house. They sold both of those, and they're living out of an Airstream. Is that their plan for retirement? No, but it's their plan for now.
And we have people that are wanting to do this. And it isn't about what I understand or connect, because that's the last thing I want to do is retire and get an Airstream, hook it up behind the F-150 and roll the country. That's not what I want to do. But this isn't about me and my take on it. It's about what they want to do and make sure the numbers work for that. And yeah, we have people they want to do that.
Well, I like their attitude, because is this what they're going to do with the rest of their life? Live out of an Airstream? No.
Well, it's what they want to do now.
Yeah. So how long are you going to do it? I don't know. Until we don't feel like doing it anymore. And I just love that. What are you doing tomorrow? Whatever I feel like doing tomorrow. And he was sharing a couple of tips in here. For one, if you are going to do the nomad lifestyle, first off, that's got to be really cool for about a year or two. But he says whenever they have to
That could be primal stuff right there. I want to roam the planet.
Yeah.
That's like one way to look at
it. Like Cain in Kung Fu, he just walked the earth. That's what he did. Yeah. What do you do? Walk the earth. But they said they've been recording a lot of video and they need to take some time to edit it down, they can go out. Well, that's his passion product. His passion project is a YouTube channel where he talks about being retired and just all the fun stuff he has on his travel. He does like a travel blog now. Doesn't make squat off of it. 15 grand between the both of them. But what they'll do is, they found a little glitch in the Matrix. If you go to a BLM area, Bureau of Land Management, if you go to federally controlled land that's not already being used for something else, you can park there and stay for free. You got your Airstream out there. No, you don't have your hookups, but if you have a generator, you can still live a pretty, civilized lifestyle. I guess you probably want a 4G signal somewhere out there, too. But it's not bad. But they basically go from one project to the next, or one vacation to the next, or one relative to the next. And it's very happy-go-lucky, but the carefree stuff, that's very attractive.
Maybe he's out there just hunting for stories. Could have a camera, riding the highway, tell me your story.
That's not too far off of this. Yeah. And his wife makes little crafts and sells them online. She's a little artsy, craftsy kind of lady, kind of like my mom does. My mom takes stuff that looks like trash, and she puts like a bow on it and paints it, and then someone comes and pays $20 for it, and they think it's a genius. I have no idea what's going on, but my mom loves it, and all the friends love it, and my wife's starting to get into that. So if that's what they want to do in retirement, talk about jealous.
Let's see, about how long could I do that road trip? About 7 days. Okay, I'm done. Going back home.
Really? I think I could.
Well, on day six, I would be headed back home.
I think I could do about a year.
Nah. I have to change some. I just don't like being away a long time. I've got a friend that likes 2 week vacations. I'm like, really?
No, I can't do that.
And they would do them twice a year if they could. And I'm like, really? 2 weeks?
No. That no takes place. The fun out of it.
It's 2 weeks. I'm like, over it after 7 days.
Right.
Because of the travel distance, add on, okay, maybe you're getting to 9 to 10 on long distance trip, travel. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yeah, I got to get back home.
But we both have the type of job to where every day that we're off of work, more work is just piling up, waiting on us for when we get back. So you're almost punishing yourself if you take too long of a vacation. Hey, but what do you think about this estimate? The guy says they spend maybe $35,000 a year is their entire outflow. And that's everything. That's their housing, transportation, food, entertainment, medical cost, everything. About $35,000 a year in outflow. Is that about right? That sounds kind of low.
Well, you're thinking he's still paying for the Airstream and stuff.
I have no idea.
I doubt that's the case.
Okay.
Yeah, they wrote a check or something to that effect for it. They're just traveling the road. They don't have the overhead of staying someplace $400 a night.
Right.
Okay, $200 a night. And they don't have the mortgage on the Airstream or the bus or whatever it is they're taking. That's just kind of life expenses. Think about it. Life expenses. What are you think about if you separated your home and the expenses related to that to what could you live on? Heck of a lot less.
Okay. So, right. I trade that in for an Airstream. It's not just the mortgage. Even if my house is paid off, there's still property taxes and there's still
just insurance. There was no mortgage. You sell the house. I bought an Airstream or bus and I'm traveling the road. All I've got is, fuel, insurance, parking fees, food.
You really don't have a lot of other smaller things. You don't have an electric bill. You don't have a water bill. You don't have a cable bill. Probably don't really have an internet bill. Well, I mean, your phone doubles as your internet.
Yeah. So, yeah, it gives options. That's what a lot, maybe that's part of what they like is the simpler life of that, too. You don't have to mow grass.
No, I would love that. In fact, round of applause for that. It's grass mowing season. And I mowed my lawn last week, and I'm already looking at it like, oh, come on. About to have to mow this dumb thing again. Look, from here on out, it's every 2 weeks.
If it's lasting that long, you've already stopped watering it.
Yeah, I have.
So it won't grow so fast.
Once it's green, it has enough water, apparently. All right, so I want to move into what you brought up a little bit yesterday, and then I tried to do a little research on it so I wouldn't sound as dumbfounded as I did yesterday. And that's talking about peak gold. Are we ready for this one? Peak gold. It actually has its own Wikipedia page, so this isn't just a thing we're making up. Peak gold is the theoretical date at which the maximum rate of global gold extraction is reached. And it's expected after the peak, the rate of production will decline until it approaches zero. But this is a little different than peak oil. It has a whole different set of circumstances around it because, unlike petroleum, it is not destroyed when it is used. It can be reused, recycled, repurposed. You know, when you burn a gallon of gas, that's, it's gone.
One of the interesting things about gold in my reading, interesting, most of the gold that has been mined is still available. I just, you know, when you think about it, like, gold doesn't, like, deplete. It doesn't wear out. It doesn't go away.
It doesn't rot.
And it can be reused. You know, archaeologists back in 2016 working in a dig site in Bulgaria came across a tiny but significant find, a gold bead measuring about an eighth of an inch in diameter, which scientists believe may be the oldest piece of refined gold jewelry ever, dating back to 4600 BC.
What?
Yeah, the discovery holds significance not just to scientists, but to investors as well. Simply put, it means that humans have been mining gold for more than 6,600 years.
But it doesn't do anything.
But it stays with us. We'll continue this fascination of gold.
If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. Gregory Ricks here. I'm a preferred access member. I get to take my own car to the track. Yeah, it might be a fast one, but it gets to go there. Talk about going to another world and escape. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Hi, this is Dennis Asaf of the Jefferson Performing Arts Society announcing the final production of our 40th season. Alice in Wonderland is a ballet in two acts retelling the classic Lewis Carroll story in the form of dance. It is set to unforgettable music by Peter Tchaikovsky. Alice in Wonderland, the ballet, plays May 18th, 19th, and 20th at the Jefferson Performing Arts Center. For tickets, call 885-2000 or visit us at jpas.org.
Nobody does potatoes like we do. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Enjoy our fresh ingredients, homemade sauces, and real cheeses. You'll love our ginormous crawfish tuber covered with etouffee sauce. Franchise opportunities available. Spectacular Tubers, a meal and a baked potato and more. Visit us at spectaculartubers.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
There's a lot of marketing going on out there, and their big catchphrase is set up your own self-directed IRA. You can do so many other things. And these firms, if you go and Google them, there is a lot of compliance. It is fraught with risk. And doing the filing that's required to keep your IRA in a tax-deferred status is complicated. You don't have a taxable event, so you got to really be careful about the paperwork and blowing this up. And it even gets more complicated when you're trying to run an enterprise inside of your IRA, like a rental business or a vending machine business or whatever ideas they're throwing at you to put your money at risk.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com.
And I don't know why you don't take me downtown like you got anywhere better to be. Talk it up and give me the go round round like a good time tease. I'm only counting.
This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap, every evening, 7 o'clock. Yes, form a relationship with us. Join for financial tips, know-how, the latest theories, guidance, help. Call us, 504-260-0995. I am your host, Gregory Ricks. Download the Winning at Life app and join the nation. It's easy download. You just kind of go to your app store, type it in, and then click get. Well, that's how it shows up on the iPhone app store. Get. Get this app. Simple one-time login. Yes, it's free. You can connect to podcasts. You can email us, text us. You can connect to listening to the show live on the stream. And I'll suggest another cool app while you're there. iHeartRadio. It's a pretty good one too. I listen to it often, but I do like Winning at Life. Call us 504-260-0995 to participate in the show. When we went to break, we were talking about gold.
Gold.
That has been mined for some 6,600 years. There's a gold show I've been watching for a few years, Gold Rush. Let's see if we get some menu here, some of these characters. Meet the Crews. Let's do that. I'm at discovery.com. It comes on the Discovery Channel there. Let's see. Parker's one of the real. This guy, when the series first started, I don't know, 8 years ago, something like that, this guy was in high school. Now, and 8 years later, I think he's in his early 20s, and the guy, Parker Schnabel, mines millions of dollars worth of gold in the Klondike each year. Just a tremendous job. The Hoffmans kind of started this out, but they were the ones that if they could mess it up, they would. And Parker is just like, yeah, he's inexperienced at dealing with people and all, but he doesn't mind taking the risk, and he's all about business, and he will flat spend some money, but he will make it back in multiples. And I don't know about that. I just know they spend one heck of a lot of money to go get gold, and in the end, they've got a lot. The Beats, Tony Beats, he's kind of like one of the authorities of it up in the Klondike, and he has a bunch of land, and he's really hard nosed. And you ever watch what is it, the Shoot'em show,
Swamp People.
Swamp People, yeah, the guy that they always had to subtitle
Troy Landry.
Yeah, they have to do that with Tony Beats sometimes. They're bleeping him so much because he likes using the F word two or three times in a sentence. So imagine how bleeped he goes. Whether he's happy or mad, it's in like every sentence. He's really good at it.
Some people make that into poetry.
Not him. It's just, It's like trying to figure out what he's saying. But that's one of the shows I've watched. And I tell you what, from watching that, I know how difficult it is to get that out the ground. Because they'll pan some dirt, you know, just like you see in the old days, panning for gold. Well, they'll pan a sample of soil to see, and then all of a sudden, oh, yeah, this is really a good one. And you're only seeing, like, at most maybe a dozen speckles of gold in there. Not chunks or anything, just very small, tiny pieces. Oh, yeah, this is a good one. I'm like, really? They're moving a lot of dirt to get gold.
Well, how do they know where to test first? How do they even begin that process? Because I think the same thing's so cool on how they find oil. It's like, how do you know where to even dig the test wells?
Well, they do testing. They'll do some drilling down and pull core samples because really most of the time what they call overburden is the soil on top that they have to move. So they could have a football field they're wanting to move earth to get gold. But part of the problem is that gold could be 6, 8, 10 feet deep. To get to the gravel-like material, which is where the gold is. So they have to move the overburden, which takes all that. Imagine a football field, and you've got to clear the top 6 feet of it before you get to the stuff that you're really wanting.
So you're becoming an amateur geologist on this.
Yeah.
Overburden?
Yeah, that's what they call it. It is a burden when you're wanting the gold. Think about it.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Industry trade group, the World Gold Council, estimates that since the first gold bead was smelted, humans have mined roughly 190,000 metric tons of gold, roughly 77% of global recoverable reserves. Because gold is practically indestructible, most of that mined gold is still here today. In some form, like jewelry, gold coins, gold bullet. It doesn't evaporate. It doesn't get used up. We're not burning it in an engine or anything. Well, it's if we've mined it, most of it's still here.
And it doesn't have the weakness of most metals in that it doesn't tarnish. It doesn't rust. If you pull iron out the ground, eventually it'll rust away or turn into some brown form where it gets oxidized and it's not usable anymore.
And going back 6,600 years of the first pulling gold out of somewhere on the earth. Where is that number? Most of the gold was only mined in the last half century. We go back 6,600 years. Most of it is just in the last half century. Gold has been considered valuable, used for jewelry, currency, and most of recorded world history. And yet the first 6,800 odd years of history through 1835 saw less than 20 metric tons of gold produced. It took the California gold rush from 1948 to 1955 to push the global historical gold production past 20 metric tons. And there's been over 190,000 metric tons pulled. The next century, however, saw a tripling of gold production, 60,000 metric tons by the early 40s, followed by a rapid 50% increase to 90 metric tons over the next three decades. About 50% of all gold ever mined has been since 1967. And 80% of all that gold ever brought above ground was mined since 1910, according to the U.S. Geological Survey. Is that something?
Heck yeah.
For it to be this thing, you know, back in the King of England's, what was Columbus was sent over here, whatever. Bring me back some gold, some jewelry, you know. They've been hunting for it forever.
Well, pharaohs, Tutankhamen had a gold mask.
Yeah.
4,000 years ago.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. He's all about his gold. Moving earth. They estimate the remaining reserves worldwide amount to just 30% of what's been mined already. which is about 50,000 metric tons of gold in sufficient concentrations and buried at sufficiently accessible depths. Remember, most of what they're hunting is where it's concentrated. It's got to be worthwhile. If it's not concentrated, it's like, gosh,
it's I got to
spend a ton and I'm losing money. And then it's got to be accessible. Now, some of those mountains in Alaska, I'm sure there's gold up in there, but what if you got to move? You got to move so much. You got to move mountains and earth. It just isn't justifiable there. At recent global production rates, roughly 3,100 metric tons a year, that means less than 20 years, all recoverable gold reserves worldwide, at least those that can be recovered at reasonable cost, should be depleted. How are gold mining's companies affected? Well, I'll give you an example. In 2004, gold miner Barrick Gold reported an average cost of production of $300 per ounce of gold it mined. By 2011, the figure had doubled to $630 per ounce and continued rising to $800 an ounce in 2014.
Wow.
Newmont Mining has experienced the same costs as well. So are we at peak gold? You know, fears of that, and you talked about earlier in oil. A little over a decade ago, with the price of barrel of crude rocketing to well over $100 a barrel, Goldman Sachs came out with their famous prediction that oil prices would surge as high as $200 a barrel.
The earth was approaching
or even has passed peak oil production. Of course, that's not actually what happened. Prices surged, then staggered, then hovered around 100, then plunged. What happened? Technology changed. So being that affected oil, what about technology with humans' inventiveness? Could they find ways to get gold more efficiently, or discover it and ways to get to it? I know gold and oil, two different things, but think about it. In the case of oil, fracking technology that was first pioneered in the 1940s was refined. I didn't know that went that far back. I thought that was like a 90s deal.
No, they were doing that when we were kids.
The 21st century is a way to unlock previously unexploitable oil deposits. Go back and get what you left behind.
504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Two questions. Do you have a pulse? Do you own anything? If you said yes to both, you probably need a will. You may even need a trust. We all know a lawyer. Do you know someone who specializes in estate planning? Do you really trust the husband of your sister's friend from college? Or would you feel better putting your family in the hands of the estate planning attorney of the Total Wealth Authority? I'm Wes Blanchard. What's your plan? Offices in Metairie and at wjblanchardlaw.com.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Typically, the wife is the automatic beneficiary of the 401k. And if you did change the beneficiary, it's a two-part process. You've got to get her to sign a waiver, and then you have to do a change of beneficiary form.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Gregory Ricks & Associates, 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.
If you like money, you will love the Winning at Life app. If you want to call the show or text Winning at Life right now, get the app. If you need to contact Gregory's office or any of the Total Wealth Authority, it's on the app. If you would like to stream the show live or on podcast, that's on the app too. It's free. Just a one-time login is all it takes to join the Winning at Life Nation. The Winning at Life app, your wallet's favorite app.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. They have a fun go-kart track, racing school, a 2.7-mile race course. And yeah, there's crazy guys on motorcycles. Hang off a bike, scrape some knees in the turns. I can't recommend it enough. NOLA Motorsports Park. Adrenaline fun. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
Thanks for listening to Winning at Life. By doing so, you have joined an elite demographic of people who tend to be more successful in their careers, have higher levels of education, and are generally winners. James Parker here. Wouldn't you like to get the message out about your awesome business to tens of thousands of other winners 6 days a week from Baton Rouge to Pensacola? Be on the winning team. Ask me about advertising, reasonable rates, a handsome spokesman, and an army of winners. Email james@gregoryricks.com.
The contents on this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take the place of your attorney, accountant, doctor, football coach, plumber, plumber's plumber, your plumber's gardener, pizza delivery man, or your nosy mother-in-law. This show does not recommend the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor. Investment advisory services offered through Global Financial Private Capital. Now, back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. This is how we roll.
Winning at Life, the daily wrap. You know, that's when we total up our money and our savings accounts, our investments. Where are we at on the path for retirement? Are we meeting our destination goal? You know, it kind of describes financial planning, but where are you? What's your number? Are you winning? That's part of what we look at. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, 504-260-0995.
We'll continue with Gold in a second. I want to talk to Jim in Baton Rouge first. I don't mind the interruption here. Hey, Jim, how can we help you, bud?
Yeah, just kind of wondering, been playing with the idea of retirement and got a little over $2 million and basically 57 years old. And should I keep on working or wait to 62, 65, 67? And what would be your advice on that?
Well, if you have $3 million, that's $120,000 a year in income at 4%. It depends on what your number is as far as income. What? How much do you need? How much do you want? Now, you know, you have to factor in health insurance. There's a number of things. Your lifestyle.
Okay. Well, the health insurance is the big question that seems to be for everything. And, you know, would like to keep the same income where it's at now.
So hopefully, where is that?
About $170,000 a year.
Yeah, you've got a little more work to do, or you have to bump up return. If we go 5% streaming out, and that's a reach, you're not there. So you have a few more years to go. Social Security helps plug a hole in that. It makes up some of that as well, but you have a little more work to do.
And you'll get some help out of Medicare, but that's 8 years away, Jim. What are you going to do in the meantime?
Do you own your own business, self-employed or employee?
No, actually an employee, just, you know, at that point in the career to where I was hoping I could kind of go out and see the world, and if I needed to, work contract. If not, just enjoy seeing the world.
Well, let's think about income a little bit differently. You're, say, making 170, but you're not taking home anywhere near that because you're doing your 401k thing. You've got taxes. Your Social Security tax is in there. You know, that actually takes a pretty good chunk if you add that up as well. So might want to see what your actual outflow from your checking account is. What is that real number? I would say you're probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 100K a year.
Net.
Well, maybe not net, but gross.
Did I say
170,
that backwards?
But, you know, I would say as far as gross, maybe 100 to 120, which gets him into the ballpark of 4%. You might not be that far away, Jim, when you break down the numbers and start looking at it and how assets can continue to grow if they're managed right. And this isn't about taking more risk, but if they're managed and correlated correctly, and even if you retired before Social Security turns on, you could still think of the right number being at FRA at 66 in a few months. And maybe that's the time to turn on Social Security. Might be 67 for you. I don't know your birthday year, but that could be a nice bounce up in income at that point too, as well. You might not be that far away. And that's why we have the guided planning system to figure out where you are and where you're trying to get to be to find that spot.
What do you think, Jim?
Okay, well, like I said, I was just wondering if that was a fair number. You read everything in the papers. Most people have way well below that, and they're still retiring, and some people have a lot more. I was just thinking real hard about going ahead and riding into the sunset, as they say.
Well, I think it's an extended conversation. However, I don't think you're that far off because of when realizing what your actual take-home gross is, or even drill down to the net, we still have to go back and figure in the taxes, and there might be some efficiency created because I don't know how your few million dollars is piled up, if it's all pre-tax or there's a mix of things going on, and there's some strategies because you're going to live a long time is the way we have to look at it. So there's probably some tax efficiencies that can still be created over time as well in there. Okay. So I think it's worth looking more into.
All right. Well, that's what I was wondering. The only big number I could never come up with was health care, not knowing where that was going to age 65. But
yeah, it does have to be factored in there, but that's part of what your monthly need is to have life work. And that's awesome. But one thing I was going to add, you kind of say, well, I think I have more than most. Yeah, you have more than most. 60% of the people out there have 100,000 or less in savings of the population. So you're easy into the top 40% and way on up in that category as well. So congratulations on that. You are winning, Jim.
Yeah, and if you want to drill down some more details, maybe talk about the options on how to get that income in retirement, call the office. Gregory does this the rest of the day, and we could continue this conversation in daytime hours.
All right, well, Jim. I appreciate the info.
Thanks, Jim.
Thank you, Jim. All right, if you want to be after Jim in Baton Rouge, 504-260-0995. How do we keep getting calls from Baton Rouge? We don't have a station in Baton Rouge.
They can hear us in Baton Rouge.
All right. Well, hey, that's fine by me.
But we need to be picked up. We need an affiliate up there. Somebody needs some great content in Baton Rouge.
Clearly they love
us. Spread the word.
Yeah, that'd be an easy affiliate.
Okay, new ways to mine gold. We talked about that. Ultra diluted levels of average concentration. The top 4 kilometers of the Earth's crust alone contain as much as 122 billion metric tons of gold. So they were saying that we could be out of gold in 20 years. Well, yeah, they were saying something about that, like peak oil, that like in our lifetimes that we're probably going to quit using it. Well, that's not happening in our lifetimes. Well, if they say we have 20 years of gold left, I say it's at least 40. And when you think about that's on the Earth's crust, 122 billion metric tons. I wouldn't run out there, buy those coins yet, thinking it's going to be ridiculous profit over the next 20 years, because somebody's going to figure out. Look, another show I like, Bering Sea Gold on the Discovery Channel. These, a bunch of crazy people go diving and have these dredges on barges, and they're going out in the water. That freezing water that, you know, if you don't have a heated suit on and you go down there for a few minutes, you die. Hypothermia.
Discovery has turned into the crazy people channel.
It is. I wouldn't do it, but I like the gold shows. I'm sorry. I'm kind of hooked on those to see people doing this. But on this season of Bering Sea Gold, some of these people that never have been able to make any money are like killing it all of a sudden. I'm like so proud of them. Like Parker, seen him grow up, and he just mines millions a year. And some of these, I'm just telling you, and that's in the water. You wouldn't think there's all this gold out there off the coast of Alaska just laying there.
I don't like to jump in a pool in April. I'm not jumping into the Arctic Ocean. You ever done that? You ever jumped in a pool, it's too cold, and you get right back out?
Oh, I've been in water skiing like in April, and I told them when I hit when you hear the splash, just full blast the boat. I'll be ready when the rope tightens. Yes, you're not wanting to be in that water but a very short period of time.
Yeah, no way I'm a Navy SEAL.
So from an investing standpoint, I...
Yeah, after all this, what about when you see the commercials where you buy the coin? It's got a buffalo or something on it, Gregory, and it's not a good investment?
I look at it any other investment. Does it have upward momentum? Can I buy it at the right price? Can I make money? And when it starts going down, it... is going to want to take your money. But something you showed me during the break is you go to Wikipedia called Peak Gold, and there's a chart on the right side, which it makes a lot of sense. And it's, and you shared with me, and because you read more into it, but it, each one of these peaks over time and then of where gold peaks, I was about to say oil, gold peaks, it's like, gold production. That's in, it's over, we've got all the gold, so the prices jumps up, and then that motivates somebody, well, let's go find that gold, it's worth a lot, and what do? They go find it, now, and prices, it's peaks and valleys going all the way up, and I don't think that stops, and, you know, what is it, around 1912 is a $700?
No, 700 tons produced.
Yeah, and then 1940, 1,300.
Tons produced per year, right?
Yeah, so it just actually, and like we talked about, they found most of it the past 50 years out there, but money had a lot to do with that.
Yeah, these days, 2,860 tons per year is what we're pulling out. If you have a financial situation, not quite sure what to do, call Gregory, 504-260-0995. We're going to see if we can learn anything from a financial scam next. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
The East St. Tammany Habitat for Humanity presents...
Mortgage Gumbo with your chef, Dwayne Stein.
The correspondent lender is now over 60% of the business that's being done out there. I think what's happening with these big banks, this isn't talking about them losing profit, it's talking about them losing employees. Because you know why? Dwayne's going to get his clients the best deals out there, and they don't have to pay me to the back end.
Mortgage Gumbo with Dwayne Stein this Saturday at 1 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Gregory Ricks here. I enjoy fast cars, so I go to NOLA Motorsports Park in Avondale. It's the ultimate getaway for me because it's hard to worry about business, radio, stress when I'm going 135 miles an hour in a straightaway, and then I have to slow down to about 60 in a few seconds to make that right-hand turn. Oh, the adrenaline. See what they're all about at NOLAMotor.com.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks & Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've been listening to Winning at Life for a while now, you probably already know that estate planning is more than just a will. You may need a trust. You definitely need both of your powers of attorney. So what's your plan? Hi, I'm Wes Blanchard, an estate planning attorney of offices in Metairie. Listen, don't leave your loved ones in a bind. Call me and we'll make you a plan or update your existing plan. Find me at wjblanchardlaw.com.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
Does that money that you put into a 401k, would that come off of your tax liability?
What the company's putting in is pre-tax, and what you're putting in is pre-tax if you're going the traditional route. Now, if you're doing a Roth version of the 401k, the individual is going to be paying tax on their contribution and paying tax on the company matching of that. I kind of like the idea myself of let's take advantage of the pre-tax money and let's create a Roth outside of that. And that way you also have other choices of where to invest money.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. If you've got a financial situation, you better call Gregory. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You can also reach me on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com. Winning at Life. This is the Daily Wrap. Yeah, every evening, 7 o'clock, live financial talk radio. We take calls. That's part of live radio. We do it on Saturdays, too. Tell a friend to join you in listening. They can do it on the stream, their air feed. If they're over in Iowa, tell them download the Winning at Life app. They can stream it as well. Call us, 504-260-0995. That Saturday show is 10 to 1. It's live, flat out live, 3 hours of fun financial radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. We want to welcome a new sponsor to Winning at Life, Spectacular Tubers. I'll summarize part. It's loaded potatoes. I love me some loaded potatoes.
Yeah.
And I was, somebody said, well, do they have fries? I said, well, why do you want fries? It's a loaded potato. I'm good. Give me some cheese toast. And if I need another snack or something, but whenever I've had loaded potatoes, that's all I eat. That's all I want. It's got all this stuff in it that I want.
Yeah. It does feel a little weird to add fries to a gigantic potato, but they're
it never, you the one that brought it up, never crossed my mind. Why would I want fries? I've never had fries with a loaded potato. I'm already potatoed out. It's the loaded potato.
Yeah. What are you going to give me, some mashed potatoes for my other side? But they do, the potatoes are their specialty, but they kind of do the deli thing on the side. They've got some awesome sandwiches and they've worked on their own Reuben or a ham and a jalapeno melt. And then they do salads, too, but I'm not even going to bother with that until I've eaten every single one of these potatoes, because it's one of these potatoes that's like a mutant. It's like the size of your head. Like, I don't know where they get potatoes that big, because they're not that big at the grocery store, Gregory. These things are huge. But then they just go nuts with the toppings, and that's what you're eating the baked potato for anyway.
So I kind of like it like the club loaded potato, you know, some turkey, some ham, stuff like that in it.
Well, they Louisiana it up a little
bacon.
Bit.
Bacon. Yeah.
Yeah. And they're sort of on the edge of Cajun country.
Butter.
Yeah. Well, they do a lot of butter, but they do the crawfish on there. They'll do the shrimp on there.
Really?
They'll put some peppers on it.
I've not had any
you.
That way.
They'll do barbecue pulled pork.
I've always done it club style.
Did you hear that? Barbecue pulled pork.
I've done that before. You know what? Loaded potato with some barbecue is good, too.
And then they get fancy. They've got a chicken cordon bleu potato.
Uh-oh. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have to go over there, like, tomorrow.
And it's almost a hint of healthy. They don't have French
fries.
So where
are they at?
There's a few of them. There's one in Gramercy. There's one in Baton Rouge off Corsi. There's another one in Gonzales. They're about to open one in Lutcher. And there's a couple of former franchises that our guy owned that the people who started the franchise, they made enough money that they just bought it off of him. And he kind of likes that model. So if you're looking for a franchise, he would like to open another one up in Metairie or somewhere on the North Shore as well to get back in those markets. So, I mean, if you're looking to make an investment here, I'm not recommending anything. I'm just saying go check it out and have a phone call.
Well, go have a load of potato.
Yeah, anyhow. Find out if you like it first. But it's one of those cool stories. This is a guy who this was his dream from day one. He drew the little mascot. You know how everyone has their little logo? He drew the mascot himself like back in 1980. Then the whole thing went under, and he started again and fixed all his mistakes. After a failed launch, and it's one of these classic stories. It sounds like a movie or a book, but he did it. So
well, welcome aboard to the Winning at Life Nation. If you would like us to help build your business, you know how to reach us. Give us a call. Go to the website. Look forward to hearing from you. And let's go get a loaded potato after the show.
All right, now that we talked about some fun stuff, this sad story about the guy who got bilked by the financial planner. What can we learn from this? First off, Some red flags were missed, but I don't know. Maybe this is just a story where there's not a whole lot we can learn from it. Just be aware that this,
you know, it's just, if somebody's going to rob you, they're going to make an attempt at it. There's things to look for, but when you have kind of moved to that age where you're just not as sharp as you used to be, this person had a family member looking out for him, and that family member, it appears, enlisted somebody in the insurance business, so to speak. You could call it financial services, but we hear this happens from all walks of life, not just that. But that's part of, I think, having the proper structure that you should think about. That's, you know, even if you have a relative looking out for you, they can't go take advantage of you. And that's where I go back to structure, estate planning, having maybe a third party family member and maybe somebody oversighting the money and your health, but also somebody else that has to be involved in signing off. And maybe this money should have been in a trust, which would have added the degree of difficulty there. From my standpoint, and we do have some case history to where, you know, when somebody is not as sharp as we think, or we have some concerns about their decision making, we look out for that stuff, and we are going to go in, and if they are working, we minimize what's happening. We're not doing transactions. We're triple documenting what we're doing and the advice, and we're reaching out to family as well, or asking them to get family involved in that case. But then we're also watching what they're doing, but we move into more of a protective mode when we see this happening, because nothing should go wrong. They're going to need this money, and nobody should be separating it from it. That's how we look at it. But I think some of those ideas that I tossed to you there are great financial tips from today's show, is make sure you have the proper structuring, and it shouldn't just be one person, so that they're not tempted by you having $1.2 million or more. This person probably had more.
And it sounds like one of the more common calls we get on the show that are in this arena is when people have a special needs child and they need to set up some structure financially for them so they don't get taken advantage of.
Yeah, you don't hear that news. Well, the special needs child was taken advantage of, these people. No. Why? Most of the time, what I see and what we deal with is structure. There's trust and stuff set up to look out for the money and take care of them.
Man, it's really tough, though, when it's your own family stabbing you in the back. But
yeah, it is.
All right. If we can help you with that, call the office, and we'd love to do what we can for you there. You want to finish up with the numbers here?
What was our other topic today? Did we hit everything?
No.
Well, what was the other?
You texted it. We'll just leave it till tomorrow, Gregory.
Okay. I like giving out what we promised.
I think we did everything from the text. Pink gold, the financial scam.
Yeah.
The early retirement hit to the lifestyle. We did that in the first segment. I wanted.
And our caller added, thanks for that call. It was great content as well, kind of talking about where you think you are. And actually, you're a lot closer because your number, your real number, is not that original number.
I can tell you what we may be talking about on tomorrow's show is this hedge fund manager that may be buying the Carolina Panthers, and then Nevada police found a $300,000 McLaren supercar wrecked in the desert with no one in it, and no one's claiming it. And
there's a VIN number.
Well, they'll find him eventually, I'm
Somebody
sure.
Somebody owned it.
But in the meantime, they're pretty cavalier about $300,000 burning up in the desert. Look at this thing. That's what they did to their McLaren. It makes you want to cry a little bit. Like the litter Indian, maybe just one tear.
That's crazy.
All right, I'll tell you the story behind it. There's actually somewhat of an explanation, but that's coming up on tomorrow's show.
Okay.
The number.
Hey, welcome to the number segment. It's where we give you a snapshot of the financial world and what happened today. Follow along with the exact same charts and graphs on the Winning at Life app or winningatlife.com, and it's red all around. Well, except for the Russell. The Russell did the rare thing of ending absolutely even for the day, but the Dow was down 0.8%, S&P was down 0.7%, NASDAQ down 0.8%. So the 8-day winning streak for the Dow is over.
Well, that brings back some normalcy. You just can't just keep going up every day.
Oh, yeah. This isn't a down day to freak out on for sure. But 8-day winning streak started to get a little weird on its own. So not surprised at all it turned around.
Well, 10-year treasuries yield is higher today than yet. Remember, it closed at 3% yesterday. I've not seen that in a long time. And then now our close is 3.072, an increased 32nd today. So it pushes our 30-year fixed mortgage is just slightly above 4.75%. Crude oil still hanging just on the edge, still at $71.02 a barrel. Gold, get this.
Yeah, it went down the toilet, didn't
below it? Below $1,300 an ounce.
Yikes.
No peak gold right now, is there? $1,292.10. Silver went down too, like lost a quarter. $16.27.
All right, tell them about your day job, Gregory.
Hey, financial advisor, money manager, risk guide. Call the office, 504-832-9200, gregoryricks.com.
Thanks for hanging out. Your home away from the show is winningatlife.com and the Winning at Life app. Come on back. We'll do this again tomorrow. I'm James Parker. We are Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is a copyright of Down South Productions for the private use of our audience. Gregory Ricks is an investment advisor representative with Global Financial Private Capital. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without expressed consent is prohibited. Find show contact information and podcasts in the Winning at Life app.
Gregory Ricks is an investment advisory representative through Global Financial Private Capital. 504-832-9200 or gregoryricks.com.